This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Now, the Fan's Christmas Chorus brings you Malzy the Snowman.
Oh, Malzy the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a giant bald head and a button nose, his favorite picture was Garrett Cole. Oh, Malzy the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the listeners know how he came to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that oversized hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, Malzy danced around.
Oh, Malzy.
Bob, your solo has gone over big. The song is high on the charts and rising. Spectacular stuff.
It's in the Spotify top 50, I heard, Bob. How about that?
How about that?
Can you put that on Spotify and see if they'll take, cut out the ending?
Do you think they're going to take it?
Yeah, I think they would. Bob Solo, we can all agree, was the stuff of legend.
It's right up there with Gene Autry and all the best. Sinatra's Christmas album.
Burl Ives. I mean, Bob, that was great.
Could you imagine? Thank you, Joe.
Burl
Ives tells the
story. You wrote the lyrics. The lyrics are the powerful thing. It has nothing to do with who delivers the lyrics.
Yeah, the oversized hat. I am proud of that line. Yeah. Bob Nightingale, USA Today, just tweets out, last minute MLB free agent holiday shopping. This encapsulates, I think, Bob and I's feelings perfectly. Last-minute holiday shopping, New York Mets, Sean Manea, 3 years, $75 million. Red Sox, Walker Buehler, 1 year, $21.5 million.
I like Walker Buehler. I wish they would have gotten him.
Rangers, Jock Peterson, 2 years, $37 million.
All of them reasonable price tags for them.
Pirates, Andrew McCutchen, 1 year, $5 million.
And it's nothing against McCutchen at all. We've stated
that.
He is a legend.
Not at all.
And is one of the best ambassadors for Pittsburgh sports, specifically the Pirates, of course. But it's just, if you're trying to upgrade your offense, you got to do better.
Yes. All right, Bob, we have eight callers. Are you up?
I didn't know we had eight lines.
I thought we only had six.
I said, holy cow, that's pretty impressive.
Are we up or down on Russell Wilson after that game? To some, that would seem like a silly question. I think Bob agrees that these two statements are true, because I certainly do. That Russell Wilson lost the game for the Steelers, that's statement one. And two, his overall performance lent me, anyway, a little more hope that they could actually win a playoff game, because he looked great. If you cut out the horrible, egregious mistake, especially of the interception, they need somebody who can get the ball down the field if they're going to win a playoff game. Get it down the field accurately, throw it down the seams, they use the middle of the field. Give me that guy with George Pickens and a relatively healthy defense, and maybe they can win a playoff game. I still have more hope, and that performance actually lent more hope to me. Bob, you agree? I think you agree.
I agree generally. I mean, the mistakes have got to be, you know, erased. If you do that, you're going to lose no matter who you play, no matter when you play. But the pick six was the terrible play of the day. The other one I could live with, because he's trying to make a play. I understand why everyone's screaming slide.
You up or down on Wilson after that performance?
I'm the same. I've thought that of all the people they've trotted out here the last few years, he's their best chance to win in a playoff game.
Fair enough.
He's a professional quarterback who knows how to play in a game like that.
And I thought showed a little more spryness in that game.
After some of these calls, I want to ask you about that fourth down call.
We will talk about that.
Because, again, week after week, we have the same situation, different but same general thoughts.
Yeah.
And I think you might have a different opinion.
Let's hit the lines, oh limitless wonder, shall we?
What?
And by the way, I got you a Christmas gift.
I have a gift for you as well.
Mine's a re-gift, which I think are underrated and get a bad name.
Regift's okay, as long as you don't announce that you just re-gifted. You did that.
Well, he already knew it was a penguin sweater, or a penguin scarf.
You don't need to apologize for your gift, if it's re-gifted
or
not.
I agree with you.
I moved heaven and earth to get Joe's gift.
All right, go to the line.
It's going to be a lot.
Now I feel horrible.
The long line of lists of things that I did to get his. Here is Emmanuel in Carnegie that starts us off.
Hello, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, Emmanuel, thank you for calling the fan. Go ahead.
Merry Christmas to you, Bob. So, hey, guys, I appreciate the phone call. Happy holidays, and I love this song. Every time I hear it, the re-edition of that song, it makes me smile. I'm up on Russell Wilson. I heard earlier, and I also did a research, that he is among the lowest in terms of turnover-worthy plays, quarterback passing. He's, like, averaging only 1.1. So what we saw in that fourth quarter was an aberration. But what we saw was the offense moving with fluidity, much better than the Eagles game. And that's encouraging,
yes,
to say at least.
That was
without
true.
Without picking. So I'm really up on it. Those circumstances that we played with, like I told people before, playing at the Eagles and at Baltimore, that's going to be harder than any other team that we might play in the playoffs until we get to the Super Bowl. So I'm up on Russell Wilson. Have a happy holidays.
Wait, are you predicting the Steelers to go to the Super Bowl?
Oh no, 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 no.
Me
Buffalo
neither.
Is going to be tough, but I still think playing at Philadelphia without Pickens is going to be harder than playing at Buffalo because of the familiarity.
And that's, we all agree, that's why you win the Browns game against that joke of a franchise,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. I completely agree with you. And that might come back to haunt us.
The only thing I'll say about that Eagles
Thank
game
you,
was
Emmanuel.
Disappointing. Thanks, Emmanuel. Is the fact that yesterday watching Jaden Daniels rip the Eagles defense apart made me think, why couldn't the Steelers do more of that in that game?
Yeah, me too, although it's also fair to mention they had like two possessions the entire game, you know?
Right, the defense didn't stop them.
Yeah.
I mean that's a concerning part of it. We're talking a lot about offense.
Sure.
But their defense in the last 2 weeks, I know,
yes,
it's been injured, but you're going to have that.
Well, you're not going to have three quarters of your secondary out.
My
so
point
if,
is,
if you're hoping they can rectify that and beat somebody with three quarters of your secondary out and half of TJ Watt out there, it's just not going to happen.
No, I know.
I have a lot of trouble
but
analyzing that game from a defensive perspective.
They have guys; they're big on this next man up, man. If you're available, there's so much confusion.
I mean, that's nice to say, Bob, but it's not realistic.
I understand that, but you're going to be judged accordingly. That's how it's.
I'm not actually judging them accordingly.
Well, if you lose in a playoff game, no matter how they lose, it'll be judged accordingly. When it all fades away, it'll be another year.
I'll make you this promise. If they show up in Buffalo or Kansas City or even in Baltimore in the playoffs with a compromised TJ Watt, three quarters of their secondary out and George Pickens out, I'm not sure if I'd go so far as to issue a pony free pass, but I'd come darn close to it.
Ooh, okay.
412-928-9370. Who's next, oh, Limitless Wonder?
Let's go to Nick in Sacramento.
Hey, Nick, what's up?
Merry Christmas to you guys.
You
Merry
too.
Christmas, fellas.
All right, Nick.
Thank you. You too.
So I guess I get to have to ask, and we're talking about the Steelers stuff. Now, I think Russell Wilson, I don't blame him. I think he had a bad game. Okay, horrendous. Yes, I guess those two picks. But, you know, the biggest thing I have a hard time with is the predictability of this team with Arthur Smith every game. There has to be something in that playbook. There has to be something that they can, like, devise, or maybe even improvise or put in there.
What in particular that you don't like?
I don't like every game that we start out, when we start out with the same scenarios of we run the ball and then we do these little simple dunk passes on the flats. Why does Pat Freiermuth disappear?
That's true.
I agree with you there.
Nick, to your point there, okay, at the end of the game, he's throwing to Michael Pruitt and not Pat Freiermuth. I don't get that.
Plus, Bob, you mentioned the fourth. Was it fourth and six?
Yes.
A fourth and six? Freiermuth,
yes,
give him a 50-50 ball.
That's what Kelsey
That's
does.
That's what he does. He
Pat
posts
Mahomes
up and wins
you,
them.
You get the line of,
yes,
scrimmage and you get it and you move on. They went up in the air down the field and Austin was open there for a little bit and the ball was hung up too high. But go ahead.
Now, gentlemen, also, if I can interject with this, defensively, it takes – I know I'm not a professional athlete. Nor am I trying to be, or a coach, whatever. But this arm tackling, this getting stood up. Mm. Now, I know that Derrick Henry is a bulldozer. I get it. But anyway, we can't continue to arm tackle, reach. We have to make these tackles. I mean, they're just simple plays that we're – it's what's causing the extension of these plays. Like the third and 12s, the third and 13s, that's been our –
That is annoying. Bob, that is annoying, and they didn't have that problem all year.
Yeah,
is Patrick Queen a good run defender?
I think he is, yes.
I'm not so sure about that.
I think that if I look at the totals in that game, I expected more than 8, 4 solo, 4 they're going to run up the middle. And that's what Baltimore did exactly. They went after the middle of the field. Maybe they had Patrick Queen
in
mind.
Is Keanu Benton a good run defender?
I'd have to look deeper into it.
I'm going to ask Hokie to break down. I want Hokie to break down this tape and tell me.
Well, he does all of that. He watches a lot of tape, so he can tell you gaps and no gaps and what's going on.
Maybe no Ogunjobi hurts. For sure, no Deshaun Elliott hurts. He is an elite secondary run defender. That's a fact. He leads the team in solo tackles. Some are down the field, but he also has a bunch for loss. He was really good in the first Raven game with a couple big plays. And then the other side of that coin is Derrick Henry's unbelievable, Bob. There were at least half a dozen carries where I thought he's going all the way on this one.
Yeah. And again, arm tackles, to his last point, 8 missed tackles in the first half, 7 in the second half. You can't have that.
And what an
And a lot of it is Derrick Henry just shedding people away.
Sure. And what an indictment of John Harbaugh that he abandoned Henry when they were in Pittsburgh.
Terrible.
What an indictment.
And our man down there in Baltimore, Rob Long, didn't he say because he doesn't like people who fumble, so he penalized. Well, you're penalizing your own team.
Yeah. Cutting out a classic cutting off your nose to spite your face.
13 carries to 24 carries. 11 more for Derrick Henry. And that, in the war of attrition, that's a killer.
Next.
Here's Greg in Youngstown.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, how's it going, guys? You know, the problem I have with this team is you make and the team collapses like a house of cards. I think the team has gotten soft. I really have over the last few years. Any adversity this team says, oh, we're not going to win. We're not going to come out and play. I mean, I've got to hear one more excuse. We pay Highsmith $20-some million. We pay these guys big money. And you have a couple injuries. Well, play better. I mean, you give too many excuses to a team. And when we go into a playoff game, we get destroyed. I mean, it's Tomlin, and they got to learn how to win games and not lose games. Like, Chuck Noll used to beat teams like the 49ers in 84 and the Oilers in 89. We were like big underdogs, and he figured out how to win a game. This team can't figure out how to beat good teams anymore. They just can't.
Bob, I can tell you this. Is it like I said, if they go into a game without three-quarters of their secondary, a compromised Watt and no Pickens, they're not going to win.
But it looks like they're all trending toward a return based on what Mike Tomlin said yesterday. Yeah. So if they all play, here's the thing, maybe to Greg's point with Kansas City. When you watch them, I've had so many people, and I know you've talked, people called you, they should have 6 losses. They're playing terrible. They haven't scored in the 30s all season long, and yet they're 14-1, which tells me a lot about how they know how to close out game and opportunity. It's not impressive based on what you expect from Kansas City, but they know how to do it.
Now, the unbelievably depressing part of all this is if I asked you 3 questions, who's going to be the most rested team in these playoffs? Kansas City. Who's trending toward becoming the healthiest team with the guys coming back? Kansas City. And who's playing at home? Kansas City. And who has the best clutch quarterback? Kansas City. Whose kicker just came back?
Yeah, but he's been bad.
I know, but he's going to be good. He's going to be good.
Tucker seems like he's back on track.
Yeah. It's really depressing to look at the AFC playoffs. But as far as Tomlin goes, yeah, I agree with you. And that's why, and this also gets back to keeping competing ideas in your head, because a lot of people want to hear with sports talk, all they do here, there's a filter right on the edge of your ear, Bob, right in the ear hole there where you hear. And a lot of people have a filter. And whatever somebody like me or you says, it goes into there as everybody sucks or everybody's great. So I've been very careful with Mike Tomlin, for instance, on Hard Knocks, to say he's clearly the star of the show, and that has nothing to do with how great, good, or average of a coach he is at times. Win a playoff game. I've been very careful with Tomlin not to buy into this ridiculous overhyping of him that has occurred this season. Yeah, he got off to a great start. Let's see how the season finishes. Let's see how it finishes. Let's see if he has guys healthy and goes into the playoffs and they get blown out again. Let's see if that happens. I think so far, overall, he's done a pretty good job this year. Pretty good. With the notable exception of completely butchering a game against the Cleveland Browns that could come back to haunt him. But big picture-wise, win a playoff game. These people who go on nationally and talk about, oh my God, we're talking about one of the greatest coaches in NFL history, the job he's doing this year. See, I told you, told everybody in Pittsburgh how great he was. You still want to get rid of him. You still want to do this. You still not want to not extend him. He's the greatest coach ever. Win a playoff game. at least compete in a playoff game for the first time in 8 years. That's what I would say to those people. And I've tried to keep that balance all year, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely high time for that to happen. It's been too long for that, especially with some of these have been at home and they've been disasters from the get-go. You know, a lot of that is on player miscues and things that you would never expect like that first
Would
snap.
You agree that there's a radical overhyping of Tomlin?
Just as I think there's a radical undermining of Mike Tomlin. There's both. In other words, people want to just downplay everything that goes on with
him. Yeah, I do agree with that. I do agree with that. And sometimes the overhyping part comes from him, like on the great quarterback change, and it was great when he told, who came to the press conference that night? Brandon Marshall?
Yeah.
Where he said, that's why I'm highly compensated. No, you're highly compensated to win the biggest games of the year. And there are people going into junior high school now who have no memory of you winning a big game. None. So win one is what I would say.
Well, this should be the year to do it. Everyone seems to be trending back in terms of health. You got a quarterback who's experienced at this kind of a game.
I don't know. Are they trending back?
Well,
let's get to that. Yeah, let's get to that at the top of the
hour. I would say yes,
hour.
They are trending back.
All right. I don't know. A guy like T.J. Watt, I think you might
have. Well, I mean, he played, so I got to believe.
Is that the good news or the bad news?
Well, he played compromised. I think that's pretty safe to say based on his performance. But, I mean, you get some time. If they should, that's all the more reason why I think they need to win this game. Give themselves a week where they don't have to play certain guys.
Let's talk
about
that. There's
no consequence.
Coming up about whether they were too risky or too conservative with their injured guys, or maybe a little bit of both.